Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Hey in Masech Lishkalim. The topics we were learning about include the Gemara continue its discussion about partnerships resulting from Yerusha and how it relates to Machzah Shekel. The Gemara will bring five opinions as to what the Kalban funds were used for in the Beis HaMikdash. The next Mishnah discusses transportation of the Shekalim to Yerushalayim, as well as cases of liability to the messengers if the Machzah Shekel was lost or stolen along the way. The Mishnah Amud Beis will discuss the laws of Me'ilah, one who benefited from the Machzah Shekel for his own personal use, and brings several cases to illustrate this law. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Kodshim Shuchayiv Bachriyusan Kinechasavhein. Some types of Kodshim must be replaced by the owner should something happen to them, for example, Nedarim and Shkalim, as our Mishnah describes. Even though they must be replaced, there is a machlekes if they still are halachically considered belonging to the owner. Reb Shimon holds that they are still considered in possession of the original owner, and if something happens, he must replace them. Me'ilah. It is forbidden to derive any personal benefit from that which is hektish. If one did so intentionally, besides being liable for malchus, they must pay back the value of their benefit, and the item retains its kedusha. If one is ma'il unintentionally, they must bring a korban me'ilah, pay back the amount of their personal benefit, and add a fifth to this amount. Ma'aser sheni. After separating truma gedolah and ma'aser from one's crop on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, one separates an extra portion of ma'aser, which is called ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni must be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there when one is in a state of purity. If it is not practical to bring the produce to Yerushalayim, one may redeem the ma'aser sheni onto a coin and bring that coin to Yerushalayim to buy food there, which again becomes ma'aser sheni. Dimei Shviyas. If someone purchases a produce that grew in the year of Shemitah, the money also takes on the status of Kedusha Shviyas. This money must be used to purchase food, which then again takes on the status of Kedusha Shviyas.